Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3223 BN. Today's date is November 29th, 2023. And the title of the episode is Trump Will Offer Classified Info Relating to the Elections, Military Intelligence, Pandora's Box Open. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Are you new to investing and have savings you need to protect right now with the Middle East war, the Ukraine war, maybe Taiwan soon? You need a new playbook that's safe. Allocate some gold now and avoid the frenzy panic of the unprepared. When fear reigns, gold protects the wise. Noble Gold Investments offers a free 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin with new IRAs this month. Shield your savings with a Noble Gold Investment IRA. Go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com, the only gold company I trust. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they have opened Pandora's box. And think about what Trump and the Patriots are doing. They are going to use everything against them. And a way to stop and destroy and expose the entire system is to allow the system to do everything to Trump first. And I do believe this is exactly what he's been doing. He wants the people to see. He wants the people to see the system. He wants everyone to see how corrupt the entire country really is. And look how they infiltrated all the cities, the states, the prosecutors. They infiltrated DC, the court systems, Congress. You need to see it all. But the problem that the deep state is going to have is that by going after Trump, they opened up the Pandora's box. And now everything that they're doing to him can be used against them. And I do believe in the end, it will be used against them. Actually, we're already starting to see certain individuals call certain people out saying, listen, when you were coming after us, this is what you said. We're doing the same exact thing. So you have no argument here. And I do believe with Trump's trials coming up, he's going to show that foreign countries interfered in the election. And I do believe this is why he will offer classified info relating to the 2016 and the 2020 elections, and he's going to show foreign interference in the elections. Think about that for a second. Think about why he's showing this. Now, is he going on trial to bring the deep state down, expose them all, and arrest them at this moment? No. He knows the people, they're going to have a very difficult time accepting this. Yes, they know the elections were rigged. They're ready for this information. A lot of the D's are not. He's going to put it out there and show that there were foreign countries who interfered in the election. They were able to access the systems. Think about that for a second. Because think about 2024. Think about what's building right now. Why is he laying this groundwork? Because he needs the people to accept that there are foreign governments interfering in the election. Because remember, we're heading towards war. I do believe most likely there's going to be a cyber attack. Is it going to be from a foreign government? Yes, it is. So what happens when he shows the people that foreign governments did have access and they did interfere in the 2016-2020 election? And it happens again in 2024. Will the people accept what comes next? Will the people say, you know something? We don't trust the elections. Why? Because Trump showed us classified information, which was declassified, and we could see there were foreign governments interfering in the election back in 2016 and 2020. And now we're approaching war. We were hit. They're doing the same thing, but on a larger scale. We need to do something with the elections. We cannot use the systems that are out there today. And I do believe Trump is going to provide evidence showing there were systems that were interfered with, that were hacked. And actually, I do believe this is going to lead into 2024. And remember, most of the information that he's going to be producing, yes, some of it might come from Executive Order 13848 when they had to put out a report, but I think a lot of it's going to be coming from military intelligence and from other agencies that they've collected. And remember, Space Force was brought online. They didn't fall under the Posse Comitatus Act until 2021. So were they able to monitor what was going on? I do believe so. So I think in the end, he's going to present this. This is not to bring down the deep state. It's not to go around and arrest everyone. It's to give the people the knowledge, to show the people what has been done in past elections, because the people must accept what's going to happen in 2024. And I do believe Trump has been leading up to this, but I think everything that we're witnessing, everything that we're seeing revolves around 2024. The planning in 2016, when he first came into the White House, the 2020, where the elections were rigged and the resident was put into place, every step of the way was to prepare everyone for 2024. So the people can experience, they can see the system. The system is going to be exposed. The people needed to understand the system. The people needed to see the two-tier justice system. The people needed to understand that the elections were rigged, not just in 2020, but in past elections, which I do believe people are now seeing that, yes, 2022 midterms, 2020, 2018, 2016, people are starting to see, yes, we believe they're rigged elections. And now, moving to 2024, people already believe that there's election interference. And they already say, yes, 2024, the elections are going to be rigged. Now, when Trump produces this information and he shows that foreign governments were involved in hacking the elections, what do you think is going to happen when we go to war and we're attacked? The people are going to say, I don't trust this. Is there malware? I mean, we don't want our elections controlled by a foreign government. We must do something. What can we use? Is there something else that we can use to have these elections? Oh, wait, paper ballots. They're not electronic. We can have the National Guard protect them, and we can have a safe election. Now, of course, the deep state players, they don't want this. They don't want paper ballots. They can't cheat in paper ballots. It's very, very difficult to cheat. And they don't want their people removed because those people help with the cheating. Those people cover up what's going on. And I do believe all of this is going to be removed. And what he's building right now is that narrative so people can understand. So people will accept what needs to be done in the end. And I do believe this is where all of this is headed. We'll be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what's been happening with this child who dressed up in a Indian headdress, painted his face black and red. Well, we come to find out that this child, he's an authentic Native American. He belongs to the Chumash tribe, and his grandfather is on the tribe board. So this entire narrative completely and utterly fell apart. This is a complete and utter disaster for the fake news. And the people are seeing this, and it's all over the place. Once again, we could see what the deep state has been doing. We could see what the fake news has been doing. And now, with the other platforms, the people are fighting back, and the people are calling them out on it. The people are thinking logically. They're not just going along with these narratives. And the deep state, the fake news, they are losing. How do we know they're losing? Well, it looks like the Biden's Christmas tree that they set up, well, it fell over. And I think Eric Trump just completely and utterly just sums it all up. If the administration was depicted by a Christmas tree, this pretty much sums up the entire Biden residency. And that's absolutely true. Everything that he has done has completely and utterly fallen apart. And what's very interesting is we could see that Hunter Biden and his attorney, they're trying to make their own rules with the subpoena. They want to do this out in public. But when you look at the House rules, this is not what they say. Now, of course, remember, the Democrats, they were able to subpoena people. They followed the rules. They had people in the back room talking to them, asking them certain questions. And now what's very interesting is they're saying, oh, no, no, this is not done this way. Oh, no, no, we can allow to have these people testify out in public. That's the way it should be. Well, it seems that it's all backfiring on them. Remember, everything that they did is going to come back and haunt them every step of the way. And what's very interesting is that the Oversight Committee put this out on X and said, Jamie Raskin, this you? Why? Because this is what Jamie Raskin said. He said, but the Maryland Democrats suggested Bannon would first have to sit for a taped deposition behind closed doors as has been the process for other witnesses. So yes, what has to happen? Hunter Biden must follow the process. He must go behind closed doors. They have to ask him certain questions that probably can't be out in the public because they probably are in a classified nature. And this will then be done. And then you can have him testify out in public. But again, they're trying to say, oh, no, no, look what the Republicans are trying to do. They're trying to pull a fast one. No, this is the rules. And now when you go back in time, you can see that this is exactly what they did. So how are they going to argue with this? It's going to be very, very difficult. They're going to try, but they're going to lose. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know that Biden has used a lot of email addresses to hide his business dealings, because why would you have all these email addresses? Why wouldn't you just use your governmental address? He's using the other addresses because he didn't want anyone to see his actual business dealings. But what's very interesting is we could see that NARA is trying to hold back all this information. They don't want this out there because if they release the information, it's game over for Biden. I think everyone knows that. But the Heritage Foundation Oversight Project has identified what would be a relatively small cache of documents that could help Congress get to the heart of the issue in just a matter of months. So the National Archives, they revealed to the Heritage Oversight Project through a narrowly targeted Freedom of Information Act request that it possesses 731 documents relevant to the creation of these alias email accounts and potentially who authorized their use. So the Oversight Project's targeted Freedom of Information Act request and its discovery of this smaller cache of documents could provide congressional investigators with new leads and witnesses in a more expedient manner. In essence, rather than waiting for the 82,000 pages of documentation to be released over a period of years, in a matter of months, these 731 core documents could provide the names of witnesses whom Congress could then call to testify about the matter. And let's see how this plays out. This is going to be very, very interesting because we know that NARA, what are they doing? They're holding all this back. They don't want to release this because it would be game over for Biden. But since they got this information through the Freedom of Information Act request, let's see if this provides some information for Congress. And I do believe it will. And this is going to make it even harder for the Biden administration to explain. Remember, every step of the way, what do you think the Biden administration is feeling? They're feeling pain. Remember, this is the court of public opinion. This is not the court of DOJ, the court of FBI. This is the court of the people. The people are what counts. It's not the FBI, DOJ, especially when they're corrupt. Because in the end, the people need to see this to make a logical decision when it comes to the elections. Now, think about this for a second. When people see how treasonous Biden is, and they realize he's been dealing in all this, and this was under Obama, you know Obama knew about this. If they bring in Michelle Obama, yes, they're going to bring other candidates in. Yes, they're going to try Newsom. Actually, I hear Mark Cuban, he might be slated now to run. He's, you know, dropping his basketball team. He's off Shark Tank. So they might be saying, okay, this guy's pretty popular. Let's try him out. You think he'll make a good president? Yeah, let's see how he does in the polls. And I think what they're going to do is they're going to test each one of these individuals to see who's the most popular until they make their final decision. And yes, they will push certain people. But in the end, I do believe none of them are going to pan out. And I do believe they're going to have to go with someone completely different. And let's see how this all plays out. This is going to be very, very interesting. Because every step of the way, as we go down this path, we can see there's more and more evidence pointing to the criminal activity of the DNC, of the D's, of the Biden administration, the Obama administration. And I do believe this is going to get worse and worse as time goes on. We've just come to find out that a federal judge has ordered the FBI to hand over evidence in a former DNC employee, Seth Rich's murder case within 14 days. So Ty Clevenger is the attorney, and he's a bulldog attorney, and he's been after the DOJ and the FBI for years to get to the bottom of who supplied the DNC and Podesta's emails to WikiLeaks during the 2016 election. And after years of denying they had anything related to Seth Rich, the FBI and DOJ were caught lying over and over again. In September, a judge finally demanded the FBI and DOJ provide all they had in regard to Seth Rich and the FBI responded requesting another 66 years before releasing the information. Now a federal judge has just ruled the FBI must hand over evidence regarding former DNC employee Seth Rich's murder. And we know from the Post that Seth Rich was taken out most likely by an MS-13 gang member, and he was killed because he downloaded the information to a USB key, and that was given to WikiLeaks. Everything else with Russia, you know, hacking into the system, taking the information, that was all debunked. And now we can see the true information will be coming up. And Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, she confirmed the judge ruling. She put this out on a post in X and just wrote on top, Seth Rich. And that reminds me of post 4710, September 14, 2020. It just says Seth Rich. And it looks like we're getting closer and closer to the truth here. And that's what this is all about. Letting the people see the truth, letting people see how evil these people are and what lengths they would go to protect themselves and what lengths they would go to cover up their crimes. And I think in the end, when all the information comes out, you're going to see people start to really understand that these people are truly evil. They are the criminal syndicate, and these people need to be put away. And I do believe this is what people are going to see in the end. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see the borders are wide open. It's causing havoc across the country, especially the blue cities now, because now the illegals are being shipped up there. And it looks like the illegals are going to continually be shipped up to these areas until these blue cities, the mayors, the governors of the states, finally say enough is enough. The border is a problem. I wonder how long that's going to take them, because if you look at New York City, they can't pay for police. They're going to be laying them off. So that means there's going to be more crime. They can't pay for sanitation service. They can't pay their people because they're supporting the illegal population. And it does take a toll. It's a drain on the system. And as the red states, Arizona, Texas, Florida, as they keep shipping these people up there, eventually these people are going to have to say, Mother, may I, if everyone remembers that game. And they're going to have to say, enough is enough. We need to do something about the border. I know Mayor Adams went down to Mexico and other places saying, hey, listen, can you send the people someplace else except New York City? It's amazing how he didn't go down there and say, shut the border. Eventually, I think they're all going to fold because the people in those areas are going to force them to say it. Say it. Close the border. And when that happens, oh, that's going to be absolutely unbelievable. But the other thing that's very interesting that's going on is that Joe Biden has officially announced his opposition to congressional legislation that, if enacted, would prohibit the federal government from developing federal lands into tent cities and sprawling migrant camps. So Biden's office released a statement saying the administration strongly opposes H.R. 5283, which will prohibit the use of federal funds to provide temporary shelter to certain non-citizens, including migrants seeking asylum on federal lands falling under the jurisdiction of the National Park Service. So right now, the Biden administration doesn't want this to go through because they want the Department of Interior and the Department of Agriculture to make decisions regarding the appropriate uses of their lands and resources, even in emergency or other situations. So are they saying that they're going to be using these lands for illegals? It's starting to seem that way. But again, what about all the virtue signaling about the environment, about keeping these lands free and clean? This is going to all backfire on them. This is going to be a complete and utter disaster. And their base is going to turn on them. I think in the end, as they keep this up, the D Party is going to cease to exist. Because once people learn about all that's been going on, it's going to be a complete and utter disaster for them. And since we're talking about the border, we can see there are more and more people coming in and drugs. They're flooding the U.S. And Wokeness on X put this out and said, 2,800 plus illegal crossings in a span of 24 hours in one sector of the border in Arizona. 300 pounds of fentanyl were recently seized at this sector. enough to kill 68 million people. Now, if you were going to infiltrate the country from within and you wanted to make the country weak, yes, you can go after the food supply. Yes, you can brainwash the people. But what better way than bringing drugs in where you kill a lot of people and get them hooked on it? I think everyone's starting to see this and everyone's starting to realize what's going on. And we could see that Marjorie Taylor Greene has had it with Mayorkas. I think a lot of people have had it with Mayorkas. We could see that he's a liar. We could see that his agenda is to keep the borders open. And every time he takes the stand, he just lies to the people. And Marjorie Taylor Greene, well, she just reintroduced articles of impeachment against DHS Secretary Mayorkas. She said, while some members like Tom McClintock want to bloviate endlessly while imagining themselves wearing a powdered wig, the American people want action. These members whine about due process while protecting Mayorkas from facing accountability for his violation of our border security laws. Impeachment is due process. It would put Mayorkas in front of the Senate to face trial. We've seen the evidence of him breaking the law. It's time for the Senate to try him for it. Today, I reintroduce my articles of impeachment against Secretary Mayorkas because impeachment is exactly what the founders intended for the House to do when a member of the executive branch intentionally violates the laws written by the legislative branch. And she's absolutely right. And this has to be done. A message has to be sent to show all these people that there are consequences. Now, remember, we're dealing in the criminal syndicate. You think these people are going to vote for this? Maybe, maybe not. But if history serves as what's going to happen, most of these people won't vote for this because they're part of the criminal syndicate. And even if they do, the Senate most likely will block it and he'll still stay in his position. Remember, they protect each other unless the person in the criminal syndicate goes against the criminal syndicate, like Mayor Adams, who actually started to speak out against the illegals coming into the city. So they decided to go after him. If he actually says close the border, he's done. Because the criminal syndicate, just like the mafia, they take out those people that actually go against their entire system. And we can see that's exactly what they will do. Just like they're still trying to get the weapons away from the people, they're still trying to censor the people. Remember, they're following their entire playbook, their 16-year plan. And their 16-year plan, well, it requires them to get the weapons away from the people. It requires them to censor people. It requires them to brainwash the people in school, the children in school. And it requires them to bring us to an event, war. Because remember, the 16-year plan is about destroying the Constitution. It's about destroying the country. So they're not going to deviate from their plan. Their plan is to try to destroy the country. And their plan calls upon certain things to bring them to that point where they have destruction. So they're going to keep trying and trying and trying. But it's backfiring. The people aren't going along with this. The people now are awake. Actually, this Black Friday, the FBI conducted a record number of background checks on Black Friday. Gun demand is surging. Everything that they did going back in time with all the mass shootings and everything like that, with gun control, trying to convince the public, it's all falling apart. It all fell apart when Hamas decided to go right into Israel. And the people didn't have anything to defend themselves except for those people that kept weapons. They're the ones who defended themselves. The other people, they were murdered, tortured, raped, and kidnapped. So the people saw that and they said, holy crap, I understand why we need a weapon. Now, when you look in this country, what are people seeing? Wait a minute. We're seeing crime on the rise. We're seeing people get hurt. Stores are being robbed. Nobody's stopping them. The borders are wide open. Criminals are coming in. Drug traffickers, human traffickers, child traffickers, and terrorists. I'm getting a little nervous. Who's going to protect me? Oh, that's right. They're defunding the police. Oh, that's right. They don't have enough money to pay for the police. So who's coming to my rescue? Nobody. The only person that's going to save you is you. The only one that's going to save your family is you and your family. Period. The end. That's it. Our founding fathers knew this. They didn't depend on anyone else. They knew they had to fight to the very, very end. But you can see the deep state players, they're still following their plan. And they want to censor. Now, what's very interesting is that Rumble Video Platform has filed a federal defamation lawsuit against Check My Ads co-founders. So we could see that Truth is going after the fake news. Rumble is joining Elon Musk. They are also suing Check My Ads. So we could see these other platforms, they're moving forward in going after the deep state players. But what we come to find out is that the deep state players, they have been working with government to censor the people. And Michael Schellenberger, he put out another Twitter file, or actually just a thread on Twitter or X. It used to be called Twitter. And it says, many people insist that the governments aren't involved in censorship, but they are. And now a whistleblower has come forward with an explosive new trove of documents rivaling or exceeding the Twitter files and Facebook files in a scale and importance. U.S. and U.K. military contractors created sweeping plan for global censorship in 2018, new documents show. Whistleblowers makes trove of new documents available to public and racket, showing the birth of the censorship industrial complex in reaction to Brexit and Trump. Well, that's interesting. Trump's election in 2016. A whistleblower has come forward with the explosive new trove of documents rivaling or exceeding the Twitter files and Facebook files in a scale and importance. They describe the activities of an anti-disinformation group called the Cyber Threat Intelligence League, or CTIL, that officially began as the volunteer project of data scientists and defense and intelligence veterans, but whose tactics over time appear to have been absorbed into multiple official projects, including those of the Department of Homeland Security. The CTI League documents offer the missing link answers to key questions not addressed in the Twitter files and Facebook files. Combined, they offer a comprehensive picture of the birth of the anti-disinformation sector, or what we have called the censorship industrial complex. The whistleblowers' documents describe everything from the genesis of modern digital censorship programs to the role of the military and intelligence agencies, partnership with civil society organizations and commercial media, and the use of sock puppet accounts and other offensive techniques. Lock Your Shit Down explains one document about creating your spy disguise. Another explains that while such activities overseas are typically done by the CIA and NSA and the Department of Defense, censorship efforts against Americans have to be done using private parties because the government doesn't have the legal authority. The whistleblower alleges that a leader of the CTI League, a former British intelligence analyst, was in the room at the Obama White House in 2017 when she received the instructions to create a counter-disinformation project to stop a repeat of 2016. Over the last year, public, racket, congressional investigators, and others have documented the rise of the censorship industrial complex, a network of over 100 government agencies and non-governmental organizations that work together to urge censorship by social media platforms and spread propaganda about disfavored individuals, topics, and whole narratives. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security, Cybersecurity and Information Security Agency, CISA, has been the center of gravity for much of the censorship, with the National Science Foundation financing the development of censorship and disinformation tools and other federal government agencies playing a supportive role. Emails from CISA, NGO, and social media partners show that CISA created the Election Integrity Partnership in 2020, which involved the Stanford Internet Observatory and other U.S. government contractors, EIP and its successors. The Virality Project urged Twitter, Facebook, and other platforms to censor social media posts by ordinary citizens and elected officials alike. Despite the overwhelming evidence of government-sponsored censorship, it had yet to be determined where the idea for such mass censorship came from. In 2018, an SIO official and former CIA fellow, Rene DiResta, generated national headlines before and after testifying to the U.S. Senate about Russian government interference in the 2016 election. But what happened between 2018 and the spring of 2020, the year 2019, has been a black hole in the research of the censorship industrial complex to date. When one of us, Michael, testified to the U.S. House of Representatives about the censorship industrial complex in March of this year, the entire year was missing from this timeline. Now, a large trove of new documents, including strategy documents, training videos, presentations, and internal messages reveal that in 2019, U.S. and U.K. military and intelligence contractors, led by a former U.K. defense researcher, Sarah Jane Terp, developed the sweeping censorship framework. These contractors co-led CTIL, which partnered with CISA in the spring of 2020. In truth, the building of the censorship industrial complex began even earlier in 2018. Internal CTIL Slack messages show Terp, her colleagues, and officials from DHS and Facebook all working closely together in their censorship process. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Are you new to investing and have savings you need to protect? Right now, with the Middle East war, the Ukraine war, maybe Taiwan soon, you need a new playbook that's safe. Allocate some gold now and avoid the frenzy panic of the unprepared. When fear reigns, gold protects the wise. Noble Gold Investments offers a free 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin with new IRAs this month. Shield your savings with a Noble Gold Investment IRA. Go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com, the only gold company I trust. The CTIL framework and the public-private model are the seeds of what both the U.S. and the U.K. would put into place in 2020 and 2021, including making censorship with the cybersecurity institution and counter-disinformation agendas. A heavy focus on stopping disfavored narratives, not just wrong facts, and pressuring social media platforms to take down information or take other actions to prevent content from going viral. So right there, you can see that everything was created because Trump won the election. They started to use it against Trump. They interfered in the election and they used it, and they're still using it on many of the platforms. And now the people can see the truth. And again, it's not just here in the United States, but you can see this is worldwide because they want to control the narrative. They want to control speech. And we can see out in Ireland, that's exactly what they're doing. Ireland's media minister calls on the public to report any hate speech they see online to the police, vows new era to make the online world safer for the next year. So isn't it strange how all of a sudden this is all now being pushed as we approach the 2024 election? They're really ramping this up because they just want people taken down, because now people are just going to report hate speech, hate speech, hate speech. What's hate for someone is not hate for someone else. This is why our founding fathers never said you have the freedom of speech except for these hateful things. They said you have the freedom of speech, period. You could say whatever you want. It could be hateful as long as it doesn't get violent, as long as it doesn't break the law. But you can say whatever you want. And again, it might be hateful for one group, but not another. So who's determining what's hate? You're allowed to speak freely. And this is why the United States Constitution is very, very different than the Constitution of every single other country. Because the Constitution, the rights of the people, this is what tells the government what they can't do. You're not allowed to violate any of this. And you can't change it. Not in the executive branch, not in Congress, nowhere. Period. The end. But you can see this is what they do. They start in all these different countries first, and they try to bring it here to the United States. You know what happens every single time? It gets shot down because the founding fathers, they were brilliant. They knew in the end, they will keep trying and trying and trying. And we needed a constitution that was created by the people, and we needed rights that we were born with, which could never, ever be taken away. They try, but they fail every single time. Conor McGregor put this out, and he's responding to the prime minister, and he's referring to the school stabbing. And this is what this individual said. I really would ask people to try avoid connecting crime with migration. It's not right. He added that a few migrants will commit terrible crimes, just as some Irish people commit crimes. Well, Conor McGregor responded to this, and he says, I do not connect crime with migration. I connect crime to your government's many failed policies in protecting and securing the inhabitants of Ireland. This is a real lapse in national security. We need a brand new task force founded to assess all entrance into Ireland. Our native and our visitors will all benefit from this peace of mind. We need deportation of those here illegally or that have committed a crime here. There needs to be a brand new unit founded specifically for this task. Call it Ireland Protect. And he's absolutely right. Remember, they just brought these people in. They didn't vet them. They don't know who's a criminal, who's a terrorist. They just brought them in. And now the people are getting angry. The people are getting pissed off. And it's all backfiring on them. And as time goes on, it's going to get worse and worse for these people. Remember, they brought a third world into these countries to make them a third world. And the people of these countries don't want their country to be a third world country. And they don't want their country to lose their identity. And they don't know who's in their country. And as every day that passes, they see that these people that were brought in, these people aren't good people. There's good people and bad people. And you need to be vetted at the border because you only want those people that are going to help with that country, the society. Why would you want to bring in criminals? Why would you want to bring in the dregs of society? You wouldn't. That would make no sense. It's like if you live in a neighborhood and you just allow everyone in there. Okay, we'll take the drug traffickers. We'll take the human traffickers. Why would you want that in your neighborhood? You wouldn't. So why would you want that in your country? You wouldn't. And I think the people now are starting to realize this. And the people now, well, they're fighting back. And it's going to get a lot worse for the deep state players. But the other thing that's very interesting is that we could see as we approach 2024, we could see the deep state players, they're ramping up everything. Because again, they're going to interfere with the election. They're going to try to cheat. And they don't want people speaking the truth. And we know they can bring down Instagram. They can control that. What I mean by bring down, I mean bring down those people that are saying certain things. They can bring the people down in on YouTube, on Facebook. But they're going to have a problem with X, but you could see they're trying by going after the advertisers and trying to bankrupt it. But they're also going to have a problem with True Social and Rumble. Now, can they attack these sites? Yes. Can they tell them what to do? No. And what's very interesting is that the North Atlantic Fella organization, NAFO, an anonymous activist group created to combat pro-Russian information, has launched a series of internet raids on Trump's social media platform, True Social, in an effort to bring the platform down before the 2024 presidential election. And they said, the goal we have in mind, which is lofty, is to help bring the platform down ahead of the 2024 election. We know it's going to be an aggregator for extremism and probably violence the way things are looking at this point. So you have to remember, True Social right now is going after the fake news. They filed a gigantic lawsuit of $1.5 billion against many multiple mainstream media outlets. And you could see that now they want to bring down True Social. Why? Because they don't want the truth out there. So they're going after X. They're making plans to go after True Social. And you're going to see Rumble fall into the mix. Because what do they need to do? They need to shut down communications. They need to control what is being said as we approach the 2024 election. I do believe when they can't control anything, they're just going to have a communication blackout to try to regain the control and control what is being said, control the narrative. But I do believe in the end, it's all going to fail. I do believe the Patriots, they already have countermeasures in place. We already have the communications up in space because of Elon Musk, because of what Trump did with Space Force. And I do believe in the end, this is going to completely and utterly fall apart on them. Just like everything else is falling apart on the deep state players. People are seeing the truth. I mean, look what happened with Israel and Gaza. Did you see any of the Democrats fall to their knees crying? Remember when AOC went down to the border and stood in front of the fence and covered her eyes, went to her knees because she was looking at the children in the cages and they were suffering? Oh, wait, no, this was a photo op and she was at a fence and there was an open field, but she acted pretty good there. Well, Libs of TikTok asked her a question saying, Hamas held women and children hostage in cages. Where was the outrage from AOC and all the others who claimed to be horrified by kids in cages? And you have to remember, that whole entire episode with AOC, that was fake. There was no one beyond that fence. It was an open field. It was a stage event. So where were they? Why weren't they all going to Israel? Why weren't they falling to their knees? Oh my God, this is horrible. Isn't that interesting? Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and we know that Joe Biden doesn't write his posts, but this is the post that his administration put out. Hamas unleashed a terrorist attack because they fear nothing more than Israelis and Palestinians living side by side in peace. To continue down the path of terror, violence, killing, and war is to give Hamas what they seek. We can't do that. Now, this is a very confusing message here. Even Tom Fitton says, this is dangerously confusing tweet. And he's absolutely right. What are they trying to say here? Are they calling on the terrorists to do something? This is very interesting because they're playing both sides. We know they want war, but it's very interesting that they put that out. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that the events are already starting. Out in Germany, the German police detained two teenagers who are planning an imminent Islamist terrorist attack on a Christmas market or a synagogue in Germany. So it looks like they're already planning things, and I do believe we're going to see events happen across the world. And when this happens, people are going to be questioning the open borders. How did this person get in here? Where was he from? Where was she from? Who did this? And when the answers come that, oh, they just came in with, you know, the last batch of people, nobody, you know, vetted them, they were terrorists, well, it's going to be game over for the deep state players. That's when people are going to say enough is enough. Even those people that say, hey, we love open borders. I do believe in the end, they're going to say, absolutely not. Now, I'm not talking about Antifa, I'm not talking about BLM or the illegals already in here that are protesting. I'm talking about the Democrats, the middle of the line Democrats saying who are, have families are going to look at this and go, okay, I thought open borders was a good idea. I thought this was going the right way, but now I see absolutely not. And I do believe you're going to hear a lot of people say enough is enough, just like they're saying enough is in New York. Actually, out in Chicago, they're saying enough is enough. Why? Because crime is off the charts. But as usual, the Democrat mayors, who do they blame this on? Oh, they blame it on everyone else except themselves. In Chicago, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson blames right-wing extremists for city's problems. Well, hasn't there been a Democratic mayor there for a very long time? Oh, yes, there has been. The last time there was a Republican mayor was 1931. And this individual was Big Bill. And he served from 1927 to 1931. So William Hale Thompson was the last Republican mayor in Chicago. So since 1931 to 2023, Democrats have destroyed Chicago. And it is what it is today. So who's to blame? Oh, that's right, them. It's that simple. It's that easy. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see there's a lot of D's. They are planning to retire. And I do believe as more and more evidence comes out against Joe Biden, more evidence that comes out with pedophilia, human trafficking, child trafficking, as more evidence is being brought out about their money laundering schemes, I think we're going to see a lot of these individuals retire, which means that this wave of congressional retirements and the announced departures, it has altered the political landscape for the lower chamber in 2024. The House GOP appears to be in a better position to capitalize off of the retirements, as there are currently more competitive open seats left by Democrats than Republicans. And I do believe we're going to see a lot more. So what does that mean? That means the Republicans can start taking the seats. And actually, I do believe as we go through 2024 and more evidence comes out, this is an incredible way to drain the swamp and bring in the Patriots, which means Trump is going to be endorsing a lot of people, isn't he? Very interesting how this is all playing out. And we could see that the people, the D's, I should say, they don't want Biden to run. Rasmussen Reports put this out and said, how likely is it that the Democratic Party will replace Joe Biden with someone else as their 2024 presidential candidate? It's likely Democrats 45%, Independents 63%, GOP 62%. So Dems are already up to 45% that he's going to be replaced. They don't want him. It's going to get worse and worse as time goes on. which means they're going to bring someone else in. Now, we know they're going to bring out Newsom. He's going to say he's running. It looks like we have another individual who was on Shark Tank, Mark Cuban, and it looks like they're prepping him. We know that they approached The Rock. So it looks like they're trying all these different people to see who is the most popular. Who will the people go with? Hey, before I forget, X22 just launched its second drop called We the People. It is now live. All you need to do is go to x22store.com. This launch consists of all new items. Everything is going to be limited quantity. These are all new designs that you've never seen before, and they're going to blow your mind. Head over to x22store.com. That's x22store.com. Or visit x22report.com. and click on the banner, or just go to the description down below and click on X22 store. It'll bring you right over to the store. On Monday, November 27th, we'll be unveiling the mystery merch. So head on over to X22store.com. That is X22store.com, or click the link in the description. And I do believe all these people will not be able to get where they need to go. And I do believe they're all going to fail, and they're not going to get what they want. So, which means they're going to have to turn their sights someplace else. And I do believe in the end they will. But you could see the deep state players, they're very worried about Trump. They're trying to figure out a way to get rid of him because everything else has failed. I mean, they're going to try with the indictments, but those are all failing. And remember the trials, the election fraud, January 6th. Actually, the deep state players, they're on trial. So they tried to go after Trump with his health. And they said he's old. His health is failing. So he went ahead and he got a physical. He had a cognitive test. He scored incredibly well. Now all eyes are pointing to are on Biden. He should do the same. But you can see the deep state players, they're going after him with his weight now because he lost weight. So they're making up crazy stories, and Patriots Aren't Control put this out. They said Trump not eating. Cheney shares chat with McCarthy about Trump's 2020 loss. So they're saying that he's depressed after 2020, so he stopped eating, and that's why he's losing weight, because he's depressed now. No, he lost weight because he decided to change his eating habits. He decided to go play golf a lot. He worked out, and he lost weight. It's not because he's depressed. They're making up anything they possibly can to convince everyone that he has a major problem, when actually, in reality, it's Biden who has the problem, and he needs to go get a physical and a cognitive test. Trump did it. He's running for the presidency. So should Biden and anyone else that's running. Doesn't matter what age you are. I think everyone should get it to make sure that they're fit, to make sure that they're not on the drugs, to make sure they don't have mental problems. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that people are now moving to Trump's side. Yesterday, we mentioned that the BLM co-founder has endorsed Trump. He's no longer a Democrat, I believe. And Trump, he put out a truth, said, spoke with Mark Fisher yesterday, a great guy, very honored to have his and his BLM support. I have done more for black people than any other president, Lincoln, including 10-year funding for historical black colleges and universities where they had none, opportunity zones, criminal justice reform, and much more. Thank you to Mark. So more and more people are going to Trump's side, which is going to be a problem for the D's, because remember, they depend on the black vote. And if they're continually losing the black vote, this is going to cause a problem. Now, can they bring in Cuban? Can they bring in Newsom? Well, this will be a problem, because if they're running, who's their black candidate? They don't have one. I do believe that's going to be a problem for them. They're going to have to bring in a black candidate. If they have Kamala Harris, who might be running for the presidency, they're going to have to actually bring someone in to replace her. And I don't think it could be a white guy. I think it's going to have to be a black man or a black woman, or someone who poses as a black woman. But we'll have to see how this all plays out. This will be very, very interesting. Now, we could see that the deep state players, they have been going after Trump with all these indictments, but they're not working, especially the one out in New York. And it looks like that Deutsche Bank might have just blown up Letitia James' civil fraud case against Trump. A Deutsche Bank executive who worked to approve at least one of Trump's loans testified that it is atypical but not entirely unusual to reduce a client's asset values and still approve a loan. This type of lending is typically in high net worth, high profile clients like Trump. Anyone with basic knowledge of banking, lending, portfolio, and credit risk management knows this. So they're saying that this is not a big deal. They do this all the time. And a Deutsche Bank AG executive gave testimony that could bolster Trump's defense in his civil fraud trial. And Williams testified that Trump's stated assets are merely an opinion, and a difference of opinion in assets values does not disqualify the potential borrower from a loan. So basically, the Deutsche Bank executive just blew Letitia James' case out of the water. Unbelievable. Trump responded and said, "The big and respected bank yesterday said the loans were great. They got their money and that I did nothing wrong. There was no defaults, no nothing. This is a rigged and victimless case that should have never been brought by the corrupt New York State Attorney General and her puppet judge. Election interference and weaponization of justice, disgraceful, violent crime at an all-time high. Businesses fleeing New York." And he's absolutely right. And you can see that Trump, he's prepared and ready to show the world the truth. And actually, I do believe he's prepping the country for what is coming. Now, is he going to reveal that, hey, this is exactly how they did it, the deep state was involved, and we're going to go after them? No. Remember, this is about the Great Awakening. This is about waking people up so they can see all of this, so they can understand what's going to happen in 2024. And I do believe this is all based around 2024. And everything that he does, it brings the people closer to what he wants in the end. First of all, he wants the people to see the truth. He wants the people to think logically. He wants the people to take all this information in and actually vote for the candidate that will make America great again. And the only way to do this is to expose the entire system. The only way to do this is to show the people, because in the end, the people must take back the country. The people must make that decision. And the only way you can actually make an educated decision is to see it all, because how else can you make a decision to take back the country? You need to see the system. You need to see it all. You need to understand it. But again, the deep state players, they will go after Trump. And Trump, yes, he knows that this is going to happen. And actually, they're not really going after Trump. They're going after everyone else. Because right now, Jack Smith ordered Twitter X to turn over information on Trump's popular Twitter account during his continued phishing expedition into Trump. So he demanded information on all Twitter X users who retweeted Trump, who liked it, who retruthed it, and they're going to use this against those people. Now, that's very interesting. So they're ordering all this information. Now, X is pushing back on all of this, but, you know, they want everything. They want the advertising information. They want the IP addresses. They want the DMs. They want the people that liked his posts, they want it all. So that is very interesting. Rick Grinnell put this out and said, "This may be acceptable in The Hague, but it isn't acceptable in America." They're actually compiling a list. That's actually what they're doing. Remember, Trump has always said this. "They're not after me. They're actually after everyone else. I'm just in the way." Lee Smith put this out and said, "It is meant to cut Trump off from communicating with supporters in future and thus interfere with election, intimidate supporters with purpose of suppressing vote and shock half the electorate. It's a terror operation." And he's absolutely right. This all revolves around election interference. This all revolves around the 2024 election. That's what this is all about. And they need to use it to scare the people, to go after these people. Is it going to work? Are the people going to be afraid of this? Absolutely not. And really think about it. Just because you like something, it's absolutely meaningless. After all, a like is no proof of liking anything. Many people click like idly without too much thought, or else use the like button to be able to come back to the tweet for whatever reason. An easy bookmark of sorts. A quick substitute for the more cumbersome multi-click bookmark function on the platform. Maybe they like the negative comments. It simply offers no proof that they liked the tweet or agreed with it. So What is this really going to be used for? It's going to be used to go after the people. They want a list. That's what they really want. Why? Because they want to scare the people. This is election interference. That's what this is all about. But Trump, he's winning every step of the way. The people are winning every step of the way because another frivolous 14th Amendment challenge, Rhode Island federal court dismisses case against Trump. It's all falling apart. It is not working. Now, what's very interesting is we know that the election fraud and the January 6th case is coming up. And Trump's latest motion to compel discovery exposes foreign interference in the 2020 election. Now, that is very interesting. One of the worst cybersecurity incidents in history. So Trump's legal team submitted a Classified Information Procedural Act, CIPA, notice and objection to the unauthorized deletions of classified information, objecting to certain redactions in certain classified discovery items. The special counsel's office argued that the classified discovery issues in this case are limited, narrow, incidental, because the charges do not rely on classified materials. His counsel responded and said, the indictment in this case adopts classified assessments by the intelligence community and others that minimize and at times ignore efforts by foreign actors to influence and interfere with the 2020 election. Trump will offer classified information at trial relating to foreign influence activities that impacted the 2016 and 2020 elections, as well as efforts by his administration to combat those activities. So Trump has proof. He's going to show people that there's foreign interference. Now, that's going to be very, very interesting. And remember, he's referring to SolarWinds. He's referring to a hacking of the elections. Put this in context now. As we approach 2024, do you think there's going to be foreign interference? Do you think there's going to be hacking? Do you think there's going to be a cyber attack? Is he preparing the public for what's to come? Well, Truth Ninja put this out about SolarWinds, and it says, CISA admitted that there were other initial infection vectors beyond SolarWinds, and there still might have been more undiscovered. From the CISA FBI joint statement on SolarWinds Orion hack, buried in the Stix IOC file, CISA has determined that this threat poses a grave risk to the federal government and state and local governments, as well as critical infrastructure entities. So the Michigan election is very vulnerable to the SolarWinds Orion hack. The Michigan DTMB uses Orion. DTMB works with SOS to administer election software. It is direct link between the Orion hack and voter files. So SolarWinds Orion, used to monitor swing states election related to networks, was hacked as early as late as 2019. As more SolarWinds breach victims become known, these two are particularly disturbing knowing what we know about the elections. So how could SolarWinds Orion be vulnerable? Month-long cyber attack. If I could only think of something important that was happening in October and November of 2020. And how were they attacked? I thought all these systems weren't supposed to be connected to the internet, but they are. So think about what's going to happen as we move forward with the 2024 elections. I do believe we're going to see a cyber attack. I do believe these systems, they're going to have malware, and the deep state players are going to say, we need to postpone the elections. Now, think about what Trump is doing. He is now setting this all up so people understand that foreign governments have been interfering with the election. There's a history of this, and they hacked the systems. So once people understand this, and once people know this, it will make it easier for the people to understand what's going to happen in 2024, which means we're going to need a different system so we can have the election in 2024. And I do believe this is where this is all leading. And Trump, he's continually telling everyone that he is beating Biden right now, which means they're going to have a change of batter. And they've been opening up Pandora's box. This is what he put out on Truth. He said, I'm 12 points up on crooked Joe Biden, but he's got the Justice Department and others suing me wherever and whenever possible. Weaponization, it's called. And maybe that can make a difference. This has never been done on this scale before, not in our country, but it opens up a very big and dangerous Pandora's box. Joe Biden should stop his election interfering thugs before it is too late for him and the rest of the country. As the leader of the opposition party, I should not be forced to campaign from inside a courthouse, which is very doable, but not very democratic or convenient. This is where they want me to spend my time and money, but it is not the way our system is supposed to work. If they filed these cases a year ago, which they could have, this would not be a problem, but they want it to be a problem because they are bad. Voters have and will reject it. To all Democrats, be careful what you wish for. God bless America. And it's very interesting that he said he's up by 12 points because that reminds me of post 12, October 29th, 2017. Military intelligence reference above is the absolute biggest inside drop this board will ever receive. Now think about Antifa plays right into the plan. Always ahead, good guys are winning. And I do believe the good guys are definitely winning. And the good guys will continue to win because I do believe the Patriots are in control. And the people need to see the system. The people need to accept what's coming. And I do believe the only way to have a fair and free election is to use paper ballots. Because remember, the deep state players, they have created this election structure. It's their cheating system. And the only way to convince the people is to show that, look, the system that we've been using, foreign governments interfered with it. They interfered it in 2016. They interfered in 2020. Yes, we saw 2022, there was interference. We're seeing election interference now. In the end, I think the people are going to accept all of this. And as we approach war, and if or when the country is cyber attacked, will people accept that we need to use a different system? I do believe once this information is put out there, the people will accept it. The people will say, okay, we trust the National Guard. We trust the military. Let's have an election. Let's use paper ballots. Let's use a system that is not connected to anything to be sure the elections are done properly, fair, and transparent. And this way, there won't be foreign interference. Now, of course, the deep state players, they do not want this. This would be a nightmare for them. And I think Trump, the Patriots know this. And I do believe Trump, in the end, wants to show the deep state, look, I got the people. I won by a landslide. This is a red wave of all red waves. And now the people, they told me what they want. They want the country back. And they voted to take the country back. And we're going to take it back. The Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone. Thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.